All right. We'll do the call to order. We have tonight with us, I am here, Mary Schauff. We also have Commissioner Martha Vukelic Austin and Commissioner Azure Fudge Hart. And with that, then, the first item up is approval of minutes, and we have quite a few to approve. We have May 12th, June 9th, June 18th, June 24th, June 26th, and July 1st. Many of those were special meetings, so they're very, really pretty compact and short. But I'm willing to take a motion on this and get it on for further discussion.
Move approval. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion? Any concerns with any of the minutes at all? All in favor of the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
And I that was a unanimous, is what I heard. We'll now open for public comment.
Okay.
And I know that Mike said we had some troubles with someone trying to register. So did you have a registrant at all that is here, Mike?
I got an email from Alder Madison, who I see is in the room. But my only concern was if somebody else had a problem and I wouldn't have known about it. Let's holler. I think you can raise your hand or unmute yourself. We're pretty informal here.
Yeah, if they could raise their hand, that would be great, and then we can acknowledge them. Why don't we go ahead and start with public comment with Alder Madison? Welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I just registered in the public comment area because there was some confusion about where if we could ask questions, and I'm not sure. But I'm more interested in items 3 through 6. I don't know that I have comments right now, but I was just trying to figure out how does PFC work. But I was told to just choose that number to get a meeting link and figure it out the rest, I guess, as it played out.
Okay. Did you want to make any other further comment on any of those? We take all of our public comment at the front. So if you would like to comment on any of those items, that we would take that at this time, please.
I guess normally I've never before I was Alder, other things, I have not given public comment in that sense. It's more so been a question about an item on an agenda and it being part of a discussion with an agenda item. I'm not, it just seems like there is some confusion about how the PFC works for Alders, if Alders, can come to this committee, if we're able to ask questions and or take part in any of the discussion. But that's where I'm at. I don't have any generic public comment, I guess, for you.
Okay, I think maybe it might be helpful at some point if I can ask our counsel to work with the city attorney's office to provide guidance on that, because we're a little different than many city committees, because the work that we do here doesn't eventually go up to the common council, and it's left as a decision here. So I think that is something we can provide some guidance through the city attorney's office and our legal counsel. And that maybe frame it for you and may be helpful for newer Alders.
No, I've been this is I'm in my second term. I guess
Oh,
my
okay.
yeah, so it's not necessarily an thing of being new. It is more so I'm interested in the police hiring process, the candidates, and just seeing how the process goes here. Normally, like in just any process for anything, if there's a question about the process, Alders are normally able to take part in the discussion should we have something that we want to ask about. I'm not saying that anything will come up. I see what's on the agenda. I'm someone who's very nerdy and attend meetings where things I'm interested in, and that's why I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
Oh yeah.
Do
Thank
we
you.
have, oh, I'm go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Do we have other registrants at all, Michael? Okay. With no other registrants for the public comment segment, we'll move any disclosures or recusals from commissioners. All right, and then hearing none, then we'll go on and we'll talk a little bit about the police chief hiring process. So I was approached by former Chief David Cooper. I think many of actually we're all citizens and have been here actually in the city of Madison for a very long time. And so I think we probably all know former Chief David Cooper. And so without further ado, I'll just go ahead and hear the comments then from you. Please, David.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy to be here. I've got just some oral comments I'd like to make. It's about 2 or 3 minutes of your time, and then I'm going to send you probably 2 or 3 pages, which will elaborate some of these main points for you to think about here. So, Madam Chair, whom I know quite well for many years, and thanking her for putting up with me for the years that she had to, and fellow commissioners here, I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today. So, as I said, I'll submit a longer, not too long, written statement about this, but I want to briefly highlight a few key points as you consider Madison's next chief of police. First, from my book that I wrote that back in 1983, I think it was, but it still seems to hold some status around here. It's called How to Rate Your Local Police, a Consumer's Guide. So I emphasize that leadership is the single most important factor in determining the quality and the integrity of a police department. The person you select must embody courage, integrity, accountability, and a deep commitment to constitutional policing. And they must lead with both vision and compassion. Second, I urge you to ask this critical question of every candidate. What have you learned from the tragic deaths in Madison of Paul Heenan, Tony Robinson, and Ashley DiPiazza? While criminal charges against the involved officers were not filed in these cases by the district attorney, each case resulted in a multi-million dollar civil settlement with the family of the deceased, which ought to tell us that a jury of our citizens saw some failure and that there's still much to be done in terms of transparency, training, and trust. The third point is we cannot overstate the importance of trust. When I served, we initiated a citizen feedback program after police contacts. With today's technology, that kind of real-time community input should be routine and quite easily accomplished, especially on matters like respect, use of force, and whether the officer solved the presented problem. At first, I'll have to admit, officers were very, very wary of this. But we found even persons that we had physically arrested rated us quite high in our demeanor and how they were treated. It was very comforting for a chief at that time. Though I retired over 3 decades ago, I have remained engaged in national police reform efforts. My 2012 book, Arrested Development, is now in its third edition, and my blog, Improving Police, has more than 1,600 posts that I've written on that over these years. And 750,000 views from over 130 countries. I care deeply about policing, especially here in Madison. Let me add, our next chief must understand and honor this department's proud legacy of community-oriented policing. We once led the nation. I hope we still do. We embrace diversity, equity, and the idea that police must reflect the community they serve. So I sincerely hope today's officers know that legacy. And then one final point. Our next chief must prepare to protect and serve all members of our community, including undocumented residents. For them not to receive police protection puts them in severe jeopardy while they are visiting our communities and residing here. We must not become an extension of federal immigration enforcement. So I urge you to select a chief who will resist efforts that contradict our city's values of justice and dignity for all people. And one short postscript, and I think this is important. I believe Madison's next chief must live here. He or she must become part of this community and commit to it long term. Without that, true leadership and the trust it requires cannot fully take root. So I want to thank you for listening. I appreciate your service to our city. And I know it's hard work being on the PFC, with the difficult, important work ahead of you. And I will submit my full remarks on these 3 points in writing for your further consideration. And I'm open to any questions that you might have tonight. Thanks again.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for former Chief David Cooper?
No, but thank you for coming.
Good to see
Thank you.
everyone.
And I look forward to your comments as well. Thank you for your time tonight. Appreciate
Thank
it.
you very much. All right. Blessings to you all. Thank you much.
Okay, that will take us to item number four, which is the discussion of the police chief hiring process. And I thought the first thing we would do is kind of just look at our calendar and review where we're at. we're at our July 14th regular business meeting tonight. We were able to already announce our finalists, and the background process has started. So we're a little ahead of schedule in that area, which is a good thing. It just gives our backgrounder more time for their work. That takes us down. We won't need that extra to be determined business special meeting that we thought we might need between right after this meeting. So our next meeting is July 17th, and that's 5 to 7 p.m. And the primary thing at that meeting will be to discuss final questions and figure out if there are any other process questions to be discussed at that time. Right now, we're also scheduled for July 21st for that same issue, which is to discuss final questions and any other process issues. We will finalize all of our questions and everything by no later than our August 11th regular business meeting. And so that's our schedule as it is right now. And then our full round of interviews with the chief's candidates will be on that August 14th, starting at 9 a.m. And we have a 9 to 5 work day that day to work through the chief's process. Any questions from commissioners on anything with the schedule? Nothing has changed. That's more just stating where we're at with our schedule.
Madam President, I had something on my calendar for the 15th of August from 4 to 5. Is that just some somewhat of typo on my thing, or did we have something there too? Typo?
That it might be a typo. It may be the one because we did the if needed to be determined and we never nailed down a date on that. So
Okay.
it probably came up from that. But after tonight, the next meeting is the 17th.
But there's nothing on August 15th.
Nothing on the 15th, no.
Okay.
Okay, I had that on my calendar too. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad, Martha, because I was thinking I was cuckoo.
No. 4 to 5.
Yes. And I was like, what is that?
Wait. No, August 15th. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at July.
What is that?
I beg your pardon. I'm looking at July and you guys are talking August. It just hit my brain. August 11th. So yeah, so meetings after our finalist process. Right now we have scheduled the 15th, the 25th, and the 27th.
What is August 15th from 4 to 5?
That was to discuss candidates. A closed session special
Oh.
meeting to go over our material from our meeting and then discuss essentially start our deliberation for the chief selection.
Got it.
I apologize. I was thinking July, I had July 15th in my brain and I didn't hear the August part. Any other questions on schedule? Okay. So we have our schedule down.
And wait, hang on though, Mary. So we have
Yeah.
August 15th to discuss the candidates, and then the 25th,
Correct.
and then the 27th.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. We had August was a difficult scheduling month for us.
Okay.
But we have those dates locked in. Okay. That will take us then within this police chief hiring piece. Is I would like to talk about kind of the layout for the day, the plan for the day. What we have done in other processes is the, and this is kind of what we discussed earlier on, is that the morning session would be each candidate coming in for an in-person closed session interview with the PFC. And some of the questions I have for you tonight is, are what do we want for the duration of that interview to be? How much time in between? And then we can, once we get these kind of details nailed down, we'll send them over to HR for scheduling and planning purposes. So we'll talk about that piece, then we'll have a lunch break. And then after that lunch break, we do the public segment where the candidate is, it'll be a moderated session. We've done it in closed session in the past for fairness to all candidates. So candidates can't watch the first candidate and then learn from that and come in and have an advantage in their session that they wouldn't have had. So we'll tape that public segment. It would be what I anticipate is that we would do a moderated session where we'd have someone reading the questions. In the past, we've had commissioners read the questions. I personally was thinking, reflecting on that, and I was thinking it might be nice to ask HR to do that so commissioners can just focus on the response and on that piece of it and not have to worry about also moderating the session. So it would be moderated by someone from HR. I believe in the past we've done about 20 minutes that we've given them to do that. I think that even that can be kind of long, depending if the public wants to hear that long of a piece from a police chief, but it's an important enough role, but I think it needs ample time, but not so much that we lose the potential audience. So I was thinking somewhere between in the 15 to 20 minute mark. And we won't discuss the questions in open session here, just the general details of this. So we'll nail down the process pieces in open session here. And then the actual questions that we are going to ask, we'll do in our closed session segment later tonight. Martha.
So for that portion of questions, will we give those questions to them ahead of time? Since they all, I mean, we know who they all are. We would then they would all pretty much have the same amount of time, or so they can actually prepare for that.
I think that's something we can discuss if that's what you
Okay.
would like to do.
Okay. I didn't know what the practice had been in the past. I'm sorry if I should have brought
No,
it.
I think if you have a specific direction that you would like to see that go,
Can talk about.
what's that?
Well, so we could talk about it then. Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we'll start with the morning piece. Commissioners, how long do you I'm thinking about 1 hour to 1 hour and 15 minutes for that in-person interview with us. I know we have not developed our questions yet, but I'm thinking how much time do we want with each candidate in closed session?
I think that's good. I think an
Is
hour and
that
15-minute interview is a long interview.
a, it is a quite yeah, it's a very long interview. We could go with a solid hour and then take a break and have us get us take a break to reconcile our notes and then start with the next one. So maybe an hour-long interview followed by a 15-minute break for us and then bringing in the next candidate.
Like that.
Okay. And I think what I'd like to do tonight, since we have two commissioners that are here, is to kind of build this framework tonight. And then when we have our next meeting on coming up here, I'm not going to say the date, I'll get it wrong. But we will have that next meeting and we'll go over these details with the two commissioners who aren't here. And that way we can hear any input or concerns they have and finalize it at that time. So moving forward, though, we're saying that the morning session will be a 1 hour interview and closed session with 15-minute breaks in between. And then just for a logistics piece kind of thing, how long would you want? We'll take a midday break as well as our 15-minute breaks. I was thinking to keep it relatively short, just because it's going to be a long day anyway for us, but maybe a 40 half an hour to 45-minute break. So actually, if we're already giving ourselves a 15-minute to reconcile our notes, we could wrap it into a 45-minute. So when we the last inter morning interview break ends, we have 45 minutes off, and then we would go into the next closed session meeting. And that would be the taped segment where the candidates essentially are going to be able to address the public. Does that sound reasonable to you, or do you need more time than that?
I think that sounds good. I don't know, sure. What do you think?
No, I think 45 minutes is fine.
Okay.
Part of it too will just be logistically, like, are we bringing our lunches? Are we going to make sure that the lunch is there or something? You know what I'm saying? Because if you have to go get your lunch in downtown Madison, that can be a little
That's
complicated.
going to be a lot more time consuming.
Yeah. So, I mean, we
So,
could just plan to order in Uber Eats or something, Marigolds, I don't know, whatever.
I think that would be appropriate. We could just work out something like that so that we're more efficient. And that way we have, with having two internal candidates and one external, that'll be in some ways, it'll be respectful of their time as well to not just have them sitting and waiting for the next piece. It'd be a little more efficient. So, okay, with the taping of the public segment, and again, that'll be done in closed session. The last time we did this, it was, we had done it via Zoom. And so even though we had met with the candidates in the morning in person, they did the taped segment via Zoom. I have not talked with Bill Wick from HR yet, nor have I spoken to the people over at City Channel. It is City Channel who does the taping piece for us. And I thought it might be nice, since we do have them in person, to actually have a more moderated session where the HR representative is there in the room. We're sitting as the audience, and then the candidate's up there and has a chance to answer the couple. We'll only have a couple of questions for them, and then one of the big pieces of that will be their chance to talk to the Madison community, the greater Madison community, about what they have to offer. So, they'll have a block of time with a couple of questions. So that's kind of what I was thinking, is that in person with the moderator instead of the Zoom call. What do commissioners think on that?
I would defer to whatever that City Channel says. That to me, that's more like technical logistics, whatever they feel most comfortable with.
Martha, any input?
You're on mute.
Mute.
I think that's exactly spot on, because they would probably also have to do some production setup, and I don't know how what they would need or what they would want to do to make it have them feel like it's a good production to be put out to the city, residents of the city.
Yeah, and it actually gives a really nice window to the public about the candidates. It gives them a chance to see them ahead of time. So, with that, then I think what I will do is we have 2 days, a couple days here before our next meeting. So I'll make contacts with both with Bill Wick. He's our point person to work with City Channel, and I'll ask him to get us an answer on what the preferences are there and the technical concerns and any logistical concerns, since we have discussed it briefly here. And then we'll come back on the 17th, and we should be able to, based on what I'm hearing tonight, I think we should be able to finalize and have that nailed down by the next meeting.
President Schaaf is raising his hand.
Oh, Mike, go ahead, please.
I can just tell you, I have given City Channel a heads up. I told them that you were pleased with the product they produced last time around. And basically, every meeting room has cameras built in, and they're happy to show up whenever and wherever you want them to. And I have them pencil in the date. So, I mean, and they could do anything from bringing cameras in and setting them up in a meeting room. If you want, you could have the three candidates be interviewed in their studio, you know, in front of a, and you could all sit in the studio, whatever. I can put our the supervisor for that unit in touch with you directly.
Who is that? I'll just send an email tonight.
Oh, Boyce.
Oh boy, it is Boyce. Okay, I have
Yeah.
his email. Okay,
Awesome.
I'll send an email then to Boyce and to Bill. Thank you, Mike.
No worries.
And we'll start working out the logistics. So hopefully we can have a fair amount of the logistics addressed even by our July 17th meeting, especially since they have experience with this, both with the previous chief fire chief and police chief hiring. Okay. That was the main thing I had with the public part, or excuse me, with the process piece on the 14th. Any other questions, concerns, or things that come to mind for commissioners on this? Have we addressed most of the issues? Otherwise, we'll look to talking to City Channel and to HR and finalizing this and bringing it to the meeting the 17th, or at least moving it forward and bringing it on the 17th. Okay, I'm going to take the silence as that we're there on that agenda item. And we'll move then. And I see that we have Assistant Chief Bavery with us tonight. Chief, why don't you go ahead and present the fire department issues, please?
All right, good evening. So, as far as the fire department goes, we do have a few action items for you all, and I'll dive right into some off probation recommendations. Chief Carvin recommends permanent placement of the member below into the rank of assistant chief after the successful completion of a 12-month probationary period. Quarter evals were conducted by the fire chief, and no discrepancies were found. Pending approval, this date would be effective on July 7th of 2025, and that would be for Assistant Chief Chris Hamas, who is our EMS operations chief.
Okay, so commissioners, we're bumping ahead to item six, and this is an action item for us with a final recommendation of the fire chief for the successful completion of probation. Do I have a motion on this one? I Martha, I saw you mouth moving, but I didn't hear you.
It was so moved.
Okay, we have a motion. Have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion on the final promotion for Assistant Chief Chris Thomas to EMS Operations, effective July 7th? Hearing no further discussion, all in favor? Aye.
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 And that is unanimous. Please proceed, Chief.
Thank you. Chief Carvin also recommends permanent placement of the member below into the rank of division chief after a successful completion of 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evals again were conducted by the assistant chief of EMS and reviewed by the fire chief. No discrepancies were found, and pending approval, effective date of July 7th as well. And this would be division chief Dan Williams, who oversees our EMS training and logistics.
I'll take a motion on Division Chief Williams.
I move for a division for the fire chief's motion promotion of Division Chief Dan Williams effective July 7th, 2025.
I'll second the motion. So we have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous as well. And then, Chief, why don't you take the apparatus engineers as a group, please?
Perfect. Chief Carbon recommends a permanent placement of the members below in the rank of apparatus engineers, so our drivers, after a successful completion of their 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evals were conducted by a division chief and then reviewed by myself, the assistant chief of personnel. No discrepancies were found, and pending approval, this would go into effect July 21st of 2025. And those are apparatus engineer Kevin Crutchton, apparatus engineer Aaron Alexander, apparatus engineer Jameson Holum, and apparatus engineer Brian Bukanski.
Commissioners, I'll take a motion on the apparatus engineers.
I move for the promotion of the fire chief's motion for apparatus engineers for Brian Crutchton, Aaron Alexander, Jameson Holman, and Brian Bugansky, effective July 21st, 2025.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion? Aye.
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 Thank you. Please proceed, Chief.
Then just kind of awareness, just to keep you all updated. We just finalized the 2025 apparatus engineer promotional process, which I know you've been informed of. We finally have the results. So out of the 16 candidates that applied to participate in the AE promotional process, after all the steps, we did have 10 successful that were made up the eligibility list set by the fire chief. And those are listed 1 through 10 in order by seniority, not necessarily how they did through the process. But Jared Jenkins, Richard Miyagawa, Eric Popovich, Nicholas George, Kyle Kampmeyer, Aaron Zurbach, and Jonathan Klingscale, Robert Wan, Jameson Durr, and Graham Yahn. And I'm just going to carry over right into that request then, because we're short apparatus engineers. Due to staffing, we actually would like to go ahead and promote the first six. So we'd be looking for a personnel file review from any one of you. Would be great. We're hoping to promote the six members at the top of the six by seniority, hoping to promote them August 17th. So if we could get a file review before your next meeting, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so we have a commissioner that's available for fire department file reviews of six candidates.
Is it my turn? Oh no, I have to go ahead.
Well, since I might be on a roll, so why don't I do that, and then it will be your turn.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you, Martha. We'll go ahead then
Thank you,
and.
Martha.
I appreciate Martha. So feel free to either reach out to myself or Denise, and we'll work
Okay.
around your schedule, whatever works for you, obviously.
Okay.
So thank you. And then
Yes.
finally, just to update you on three open investigations involving possible violations. Two of them are exactly the same, obviously two different incidences, but I'll read maybe one of them and let you know the second one's exactly the same, unless you want me to read through it again. But one of them has possible violations of MFD Rule 19, which basically describes drivers when responding to emergency calls to exercise judgment and care with due regard to the safety of life and property. Also potential MFD Rule 39, which is members must conform to and promptly obey the laws. And also MFD Rule 18, which members shall conform to the rules and regulations of the department and observe the law. So again, two of those, one and two are identical, the same. The third one is an MFD Rule 18 possible violation where members shall conform to the rules and regulations of the department, observe the laws, APMs, and ordinances. Also, possibility of MFD Rule 39, members must conform to and properly obey the laws. And MFD Rule 51, members shall at all times conduct themselves so not to bring the department in disrepute. And APM also 2-33, employees will adhere to federal, state, and local laws. And that's all I have from the fire department tonight.
Questions for the fire department from commissioners? I just had one question. I know we had that, it sounded like the same case the last month. Are a couple of those carryovers then?
Yeah, they all are.
Thought they had a vaguely familiar sound to them.
Just trying to get caught up with summer. It's difficult with people's schedules, especially
I
with the
got
fire
a
department schedules.
question.
Okay.
President Shaw,
Anything?
Mike has his hand raised.
Mike, did you
I
have
just
something?
wanted to draw your attention that Commissioner Figueroa Velez has joined the meeting.
Thank you.
I've made a note of it in the minutes.
Yeah, I
Thank
am
you.
here, and however, I'm here, but my camera is not working. I'm having technical difficulties, but I'm here.
We're glad you're here. Thank you, Veronica. Okay, with that, the fire department wrapped up their report, which moves us to police department items, and I saw that we had Captain Drescher with us. Captain?
Good evening. Thank you for having me. A couple of things from the police department. Up first, presenting the preliminary recommendation from the acting chief of police regarding promotional candidate and a schedule of personnel file review, and that is for Tanner Sandmeyer, was previously at the rank of officer, and looking to get a file review for the rank of investigator. And that would be effective 8/10.
So I guess I'm up.
I saw it coming, but I wasn't
There
about
you
to say
go.
it.
Thank
I
you.
will, I'll let Alyssa know and we'll get you all squared away.
Thank you.
Okay. Captain, please proceed.
All right. And up next is consideration and potential action to add seven candidates to our eligibility list. And submitted in the packet was their brief bios as well as their photographs.
Commissioners, we've had a chance to review the material submitted by the police department. Are there questions on that eligibility list at all for the police department? Okay, with that, we can do this is an action item for us then. If there are no questions, I'll take a motion on the adding the seven individuals listed, and I don't have my list open.
So moved. Second.
We have the motion and the second to add the Mike, do you have the list of names from the supplemental materials attached to the agenda?
I do.
I can
Okay.
read them if you want them.
Yes, please, if you have it open. I don't have it open
I
on my
do.
screen.
I have David Bohm, Cortez Clark, Joseph Crook, Kobe Cullen, Arthur Zabinski, Andre Hermes, and Thomas Yutan.
Okay. Further discussion from commissioners on any of the recommendation to add the candidates to the department eligibility list. Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 And that's also unanimous. Please proceed, Captain.
Thank you. And I just included some of the current statistics for our active hiring process. Just for your review, just as I mentioned, I believe last meeting, we are up about 25% from where we were last year in terms of applicants. And we are at the highest since 2021. So we just finished oral boards again this past week. We had invited a little over 20 people. A little under 20 people showed up. We got about 11 through oral boards, and now we're into background. So about the same number as the first round, but that's where we're at. And if anybody has any questions on the statistics, just thought I'd share that I had it.
We've had a chance to review that. Do commissioners have questions on the data presented by the police department on the statistics with our packet? I think we're ready then, Captain.
All right. Our pre-service academy is still going strong. We just started week eight. We still have 32 of our standard recruit class with us, and our three accelerated folks went solo just after the 4th of July and are doing not solo into field training, but in the solo practitioner mode, and they are doing well out in the field. So, week eight, phase one testing this week.
I have one quick question. Are they in a standard, will they do a standard field training or an abbreviated field training?
It's an abbreviated. They do like three shorter phases. We try to get them on all the shifts and then ultimately end them where they'll be going solo so they get a feel of the platoons and the sergeants that they'll be working with, but they are abbreviated.
Yeah, and just for a reminder, those are the people that have previous law enforcement experience.
Yep. One was from Fitchburg, one was from Grant County, and one was from North Dakota.
Excellent. Thank you. Other questions at all at this point, or I will let the police department finish their report? Okay, please proceed.
All right. We only had one resignation since last meeting. That was Officer David Dresser. And that's all we had. So, kind of a slower season for resignations and retirements. And
Any
then finally, go ahead.
I was just going to ask about the disciplinary matters, but I think I just interrupted you. Sorry.
That's okay. We do have three carryovers from last month. It's the two unlawful conduct and then one of a performance of duty. And we have one new one that is added from code of conduct absence of duty. An officer was late to a shift but was already on work rules from 2024 for the same matter.
Questions from commissioners. Thank you so much for your report, Captain. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. All right. We're going to contemplate closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub c to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, and Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub e regarding conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. Specifically, we are considering the preliminary recommendation for the acting police chief for the promotion of the following candidate and the report on the personnel file. And that is for Glenn Davis, Detective Sergeant to Lieutenant, effective July 14th. and then to discuss the confidential interview questions for police chief finalists and any other structural issues related to final interviews that would be confidential. I'll take a motion on that.
Motion to move to closed session.
Have a
Second.
motion. Have a motion and a second. All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, closed session it is. And then, Mike, we need to make sure we turn off the recording.
Yes, pausing that now.
Back on it. The motion to come back to open session was Commissioner Fudge Hart, and then it was seconded by Commissioner Figueroa Velez, and it passed on a voice vote. And then, commissioners, our last, any remaining agenda items or motions based on our closed session?
I would like to move the approval for the promotion to, yikes, Lieutenant Glenn Davis from Detective Sergeant on effective date 7/14/2025.
Okay, I need a second for that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the chief's preliminary recommendation for Glenn Davis as stated. Any discussion? Hearing none, to call the vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any disagree? I thought it sounded unanimous. Okay. And that will take us then. We'll have the final meeting for the motion for the meeting.
Motion to
I
adjourn.
move to end the meeting.
I have a motion to adjourn from Figueroa Velez, and I think I heard a second from Commissioner Fudge Hart.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment? Aye.
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 Anybody disagree? All right. Have a good night. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank
Good night.
you.
Thank you.